Now, the MTU Enterprise Showcase and Kerry Startup Challenge took place last Friday, and I headed along to speak to some of the new businesses that were taking part. This evening, I'll bring you some of the interviews with some of the participants that I spoke to. First up is Orla Breslin, who's the founder of Recluse and Bird. She began by telling me about her business. Have a listen.
So basically, it's jewellery, but it's jewellery made from 100% recycled materials. So I use a material called metal clay, which is recycled from electronic equipment. So all the silver that goes into things like laptops and dental equipment and things like that, they're able to take the silver back out and they turn it into metal clay. And then, so that's what these are made of. So it's quite an unusual material.
Fantastic. And where did the idea for this business come from?
Lockdown, really, I suppose. I was stuck at home on a laptop going mad. So my background is in arts. I've been doing, I trained in fibre art, but I did a lot of textiles and art classes and things like that. And then I kind of pivoted into community development. And then for lockdown, I ended up spending 2 years on a laptop at home. And I just said, it's not for me. I need to get back into crafting. So I did a course. You can't do it in Ireland at the moment. So I did an online course through the UK to train in working with metal clay.
And did you always want to have your own business, or was it just kind of when you experienced that during lockdown that you kind of thought, okay, maybe now it's time to branch out?
Yeah, so I've always been an employee and kind of dabbled in freelance, like just doing art classes and things like that. But I have always wanted to have my own business. But one of the things was, I'm really passionate about anything to do with recycling the environment. So it was the first material I came across that suited me, suited the way I wanted to work and the kind of ethical values behind it as well. So,
and tell me about the clay then. Where can that be found? You said it's quite rare and it's quite unusual for people to work with it. So where is it?
So it's hard to get in Ireland. So it's quite big in like the UK and in America. It was actually, the material was invented by Mitsubishi in the 90s. So they actually sold it as a byproduct for a long time. And then other companies have come along now and make it as well. So there's Japanese, American, Turkish companies that now recycle the electronics and get the silver out of it.
And I see lovely earrings and rings and necklaces. So tell me a small bit about maybe the designs that you do.
So this is my first collection, and the theme of it is lace making. As I said, I've dabbled in lace making for years, and it's just something I'm really passionate about. And you know, you can't make money from lace making, it's almost impossible. So when I discovered metal clay, I realized that you can actually still have that lace making feel, but in silver, which is really unusual. So all my first collection is based around lace making. So these, I make texture plates and then imprint it onto the silver. And then, so this is a sample of traditional Irish Clonus lace. And if you look, there's these little knots here, they're called Clonus lace. So what I did was, is I made a large Clonus lace, I made a mold of it, and then I made these little pieces here. So everything is very much based on handcraft and trying to keep the handcraft tradition alive.
That's lovely, and it is a lovely tradition, as you mentioned there. Does it take longer then to make the pieces when they are done in that delicate tradition?
No, I'm not a trained jeweller. As I said, I'm more of a textile artist who's now working with silver rather than a traditional silversmith. But it's a much quicker process than traditional silversmithing. And that's why I think it's perfect to be able to make really unusual pieces, but you can make a few of them quicker, but they still are all handmade.
Yeah, they're beautiful, beautiful pieces. And where are you based yourself?
I'm in Dingle.
And can people get their hands on the collection now?
Yeah, so my website just went live about 2 weeks ago, so don't all go on it because it'll break. And it's just recluseandbird.ie. So at the moment, I'm just taking orders that take a couple of weeks to fulfill because each of my pieces is hallmarked in Dublin. So it's to guarantee quality, but also guarantee that it's made in Ireland. That's really important aspect as well. So there is a little bit of a delay now between orders.
Brilliant. You're taking part, obviously, in the Enterprise Showcase today. What kind of a benefit is there to taking part in something like this?
So for the last couple of months, I've been part of new New Frontiers, which is here in MTU, and that's been absolutely brilliant. Hard work, but brilliant. And I suppose I really wanted to learn about the kind of business aspect of it, because that's something that a lot of us creative people aren't very good at. So it's been a real learning curve. I've learned an awful lot about, you know, how to get a product to market, how to, you know, write a business plan and things like that. That will really help me. So this is my first time actually being public with it. So it's nice to actually hear what people think and get feedback.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can imagine you're getting lovely feedback, because they're beautiful, beautiful pieces. But it must be nice to hear, I suppose, the reaction to people, as you said there, and see your hard work in front of you on the table and to see people admiring it. That must be a lovely feeling.
Yeah, it is. And I suppose there's 11 of us in the New Frontiers program at the moment, and we've been very insular. It's been our little group, and they're all amazingly supportive of each other. It's been a fantastic little group to be in. So it's lovely to see all of us actually out now in the real world, instead of, you know, very enclosed in our little group. So it's really good.
I also spoke to Paul O'Neill and Anton Turvinitsky, who are the creators of Valencia Bee Beds. They started off by telling me about the idea behind their business.
So I met Anton there maybe over a year ago. We're both beekeepers, and we became friends, and we set up Valencia Bee Beds. Valencia Bee Beds is kind of a therapy and healing combined. So we know that beekeepers live longer, and this is for many reasons connected to bees, from being around the bees, from eating the bee products. So the Bee Beds experience is kind of bringing all the benefits that beekeepers get to the people in a safe way. So you can come into our house and lie down. There's two beds in the house we've built. Under each bed, there's four beehives. In each beehive, you could average about 50,000 bees. So under each bed, there's maybe up to 250,000 bees. Okay? So there's a huge energy inside in the house. In the house, there could be 500,000 bees in total. So, but they're not free flying inside. You go in and you lie down on the bed and you relax. And it's all about frequency, energy, vibration, sound and smell. So we've built a house and we've built a whole experience around coming and trying this out.
And how has it been going, Anton, so far?
Oh, it's great. And how Paul has presented like healing side, it's also, we can represent like education side. It's people can easily come and see how bees develop, because we build the beehive. And we can see bees through the glass, and we see everything what is inside, queen, brood, bees.
And I suppose it's not something you'd come across every day, you know. I suppose it's kind of a different kind of a business, so people probably find it really interesting, do they?
Yeah, I'd say it's the first bee house in Ireland, and it's probably one of very few in Western Europe. So it's new, but it's very old. It's as old as beekeeping. People love it. They're just amazed. Some people come and are a bit kind of adamant and afraid to go in with the bees, but it's really, really safe. I mean, we've brought families in there, children, and they can just look through the transparent wall and observe the bees. And I don't know, it's hard to describe unless you go there, and there's a feeling when you go in there. Yeah.
And what kind of benefits do people get then from actually going in and being with the bees?
There's a lot of benefits for the mind and the body. So it's kind of therapies combined, like sound therapy, electromagnetic field therapy, vibration therapy. It's all these things combined which are therapeutic for the body and the mind. They're just very relaxing. It can be compared to meditation as well. Everyone that's gone in comes out feeling better, and that's our aim, is to make people feel better.
Anne-Marie O'Brien, who's from Inch, is the founder of Honour and Bloom, and she also took part in the MTU Enterprise Showcase and Kerry Startup Challenge. She explains the concept behind her business.
So I'm the founder of Honour and Bloom. It's an upcoming self-discovery brand for women. Our mission is to guide women into becoming the person they're meant to be by going inward to find more about themselves. And we're doing this through a core range of workbooks, journal workbooks, and it's for the everyday woman starting their journey of self-discovery.
Fabulous. And where did the idea come from?
So it's kind of coming from my own journey of self-discovery. When I started about 10 years ago, I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know how to get started. And I've had quite a journey along the way. I actually just finished a master's in digital marketing last year, and I have a very strong skill set. And I kind of decided, instead of going back out into my marketing business, I wanted to build something that I'm very passionate about, and I'm drawing on my own life experience along the way. So that's where Honor and Bloom came from. It's like honor yourself to bloom into the person you're meant to be.
Fantastic. And I see you have a lovely jumper on that has Honor and Bloom on it. So yeah. Tell me about that.
So basically our core range of products, so there, it's not launched yet. It will be launching in the next few months. We're going to do inspirational apparel to kind of give a bit of fun to women. It's a black and white minimalistic brand. So the apparel is all organic, sustainable sweaters, sweatshirts, t-shirts, hoodies. And then our journal products and workbooks will be launching as well. And there also will be like useful online resources and video content. So it's going to be all of that that we're about, mainly just showing women they are enough just as they are.
And how have you found the whole process of kind of, I suppose, coming up with the idea, the concept of the business, and then bringing it to where it is today?
I suppose it's something I kind of always had these ideas. So it was great to get into the New Frontiers program and then just bring all my ideas together. And it's still a work in progress. I'm learning loads along the way. But I think I always had all these ideas. So it's great that I actually am putting them in something that I really love right now. And I hope it will make a difference when I put out the brand out there.
And this is something that people, I suppose, are kind of paying more attention to now. You know, we kind of focus on ourselves a bit more and try to be the best version of ourselves in everything that we do. So it's probably really topical and really timely now that the business is starting to launch.
I think there's so much pressure on not just women, but on everyone today to be successful. Oh, I should be doing this online. I should be making this much money on the side. Why aren't you doing this? And there's so much pressure to look a certain way. There's so much pressure to act a certain way. And like, I just want to bring back, it's actually the simple things that give you joy and make you find more peace with yourself, like a practice of journaling, being grateful, affirmations, spending time in nature with your friends, with loved ones. It's kind of like you get lost with such busyness in life, and social media is making, you know, anxiety worse, depression worse, that like just bring it back to yourself and kind of try to ground yourself in little ways and like start where you are. And I also feel like, you know, you don't have to do a lot. You don't have to get up at 5 a.m. and have these extreme routines. You can just do simple little things to make yourself, you know, feel better today because of all the pressure that is out there.
Absolutely. And you mentioned that you're hoping to launch in kind of the coming weeks and months, so that must be really exciting.
It is. Well, I'll say coming months. I'm getting there. There's still a bit of learning and figuring out along the way with the products. So I have the first journal created. It's at the editing stage now, and it's actually a workbook series. So it's like you start your journey, and then as you evolve, you can go on to the next stage of your journey and the next journal workbook. So it's kind of a progressive series I'm creating with the workbook.
What's your plan for the future? Like, do you plan to be kind of like an online store, or would you like to have a physical store?
For now, I'm seeing online, so I'll just online store, Honor and Bloom online, social media, and who knows what the future will hold with partnerships and things down the way. I'll just be happy to get it off the ground.